we do it like we do it.
How's it going?
Great.
Sunday. It's going great.
You know, it'd actually be even better before we dive into this PCP Bravo breakdown. Just a quick reminder. Subscribing is the ticket to our guest list. You get those notifications every week as we sprinkle episodes in throughout. Mm-hmm. Tuesdays, Thursdays, and surprise bonuses. You never know.
And I also, and I say following us on like Twitter and Instagram and TikTok, it's the ticket to, that's the ticket to our hearts personally. Because mm-hmm. we enjoy
the
that.
Golden ticket. Yep. Willy Podka.
Podka. I like that.
That sounds like a porn star's name.
It does. I was thinking that too. A little porny.
Oh. I don't always watch What Happens Live, but I watched a couple of episodes this week, especially because I saw my darling John Oliver was on with Ariana Maddox. And I just have to say, he came on wearing a Brooks Marks tracksuit. And I just have, like, of course he did, because it's John Oliver. And he loves a gag. He loves a prop. And I wouldn't be surprised if Brooks Marks just started selling more tracksuits because John Oliver was sporting one and looking like Sporty Spice there, on there. And he sold it. He sold it really well. He looked good in it. And I'm all for it. I need John Oliver in more track. I need John Oliver in She by Sheree next time.
Yeah, that's actually a pretty good callback because that was like season one mm-hmm. of Salt Lake. And I mean, it was a thing for a while. Yeah, he really dug into the Bravo archives for that one. Mm-hmm.
I can't really tell if he's a true Bravo fan or if he's just so good at research and selling it to us that like we believe mm-hmm. it. But I have a feeling he does watch a couple of them, maybe with his wife or something, mm-hmm. and he gets into it. Because, I mean, he's kind of like a house husband. Oh, yeah. His writers definitely. Yeah. But he's got the energy of a New Jersey house husband in that sense. Like, he likes to get messy with stuff. So. Mm. I'm here for it. Definitely. Mm-hmm. Oh, but there is, but what kind of tracksuit were you wearing on Friday, Jordan? Were you wearing a tracksuit? Or were you wearing a suit?
Yeah, I don't think there were any tracksuits where I was Friday. And that's right. If you haven't seen Instagram, Twitter, or anywhere else, I plastered it because I was so excited. I was at Kathy Hilton's birthday party. That is correct. At the house, thrown by Paris and Nikki. Paris Hilton, room. Nikki Hilton, Rothschild. Pretty cool. So, yeah, no, it was really cool. What is there to say about it? It was in People today, so mm-hmm. it's People official.
Were you creeping in any of the background of any photos that made it into People? Just like a creepy face in the background?
Not in People. Naturally, the first thing I did was scroll and zoom the pictures. No, sadly. Mm. There is a great one, though, Nikki Haskell. You guys, she's on Instagram. Mm-hmm. Love her. She knows everyone. And I was going to say Hollywood. She knows everyone everywhere. She's an Instagram sensation, too. She's a legend. Mm-hmm. She does have a selfie with Paris. And if you look closely, I'm on one. If you look closely, I was at the table with them. It's behind is me and Elliot Mintz, the legendary publicist. Who was in the Firecrotch video. So, I mean, right there you have Paris, you have Elliot Mintz, you have a Nikki, which means, what does that leave me? Brandon Davis yelling?
No. Oh, God.
That's a stretch, but you know, that's one of my favorite
Or are
things.
You the Tara Reid in this analogy?
No, wait, that was a different video. That's the snubbing with Kim Kardashian.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but no, so it was cool is an understatement. You know, I love it. My favorite part was walking into the seated dinner, and I had a little place card at my seat. like in calligraphy. I felt so, you know, I never go in assuming, like, if they were like, oh, you're seated in the kitchen.
Yeah, I was going to say.
I would have been like, I understand.
Bitch boy style.
Yeah. I was like, I get it. I made it through the door. Thank you. But no. So that was, it was really cool. Who was there? So I have to tell you. I mean, that's what we're here. I'll give you a little Bravo breakdown of it. The Please. Only housewife who was there was Crystal Minkoff. The only one. Mm. Kyle was in Aspen all weekend. That was known ahead. So her sister wasn't there. Sutton was not there.
Well, I will say this. I will defend my bae. Sutton is currently across the pond with her son Philip in England and Ireland. She's posting photos over the weekend because he's studying abroad there. So I will defend her and say maybe that trip was planned long in advance.
Probably.
Like, she wasn't.
I'd leave town too if I wasn't invited.
That's true. That is true.
It's good. But so she was the only housewife there. Not Garcelle, not Sutton, but you know who was there, which to me was cooler than a housewife. I forgot to talk to him again for a while because I met him at the Christmas party first, was Alex Baskin, the producer of Beverly Hills and Pump Rules.
And Orange County.
And Orange County. Mm-hmm. And so that was cool. And it was the night before they were filming, which will be coming out, the Vanderpump Rules reunion. So he was partying there. He had to leave a little bit. He said it's going to be an early night because he had to get up and go to the Vanderpump Rules reunion. But I was joking with him because I was like, you know, I told him how much I loved, because I first met him at the Christmas party a few months ago, and that was leading up to that weekend, was the episode of Beverly Hills where Erica says, talks about Kathy's power and how all the women fear her because she holds the key to Beverly Hills, controls the access, and she could ice you out of parties and her Christmas list. And I was like, dude, I was like, that is so accurate. I was like, that night, I was sending that clip. I'm still trembling. I'm standing here in the party on the list. Erica wasn't lying. Who else was there? Kate Hudson. Kate Hudson. That's Britney's
Cade
man,
with a D, you should man. Say. Not Kate yeah. Hudson.
Yeah, Cade Hudson, Britney Spears' manager, the only real man in her life now. Mm-hmm. He's fine. Nikki in Paris, of course. Who else?
Rachel Zoe.
There are a lot of people at these things. Oh, that's right. I was sitting right next to Rachel Zoe.
I die.
Which is, I mean, skinny goals.
I die.
Skinny goals, I have to say.
Jesus Christ. The girl does not need Ozempic. No.
No, I'm trying to think, because there are a lot of people, there are a lot of prominent people, but some of them aren't like celebrities. They're like the people whose names you see on foundations and stuff. So, while that might blow my mind, I'll keep it to Bravo. Yeah, it was fun.
Was the food good?
It's on Instagram.
Did you eat? Did anybody eat?
Oh, let me give you that one, because it was the complete Kathy experience in the dining room, the famous pink dining room where Erica lost her mind a couple seasons ago on Sutton. Of course, there was an entire caviar station. I took pictures with it. Is it Kathy's party without caviar? So, I mean, it was a full spread, but I mean, it was a full spread. So you had, you know, like, I think it was prime rib or filet of beef, that kind of stuff, salads, sides, the whole, very abundant. But of course, the centerpiece was the full caviar station set in silver with the Bellinis and everything. And it was fresh throughout the night. Lots of champagne. I stuck to champagne.
Did you have a baked potato option?
I was just going to ask, was there a baked
potato
station?
That was an option. That was an option. There was, and it didn't click with me. It didn't click for me till after. I just thought it was like a baked potato as a side to go with this meal because it fit, because there was like prime rib and stuff. But no, I didn't realize till later that the baked potato, which was a couple dishes away from the caviar station, was a nod to Kathy's famous lunch. Dun, 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 dun. Gift bags were cool. Got some fancy candles. Ooh. Fancy candles, fancy candy, all sorts of stuff. Ooh. Most importantly, it was her birthday, but I felt like a little princess. That's
all that matters. Kathy Hilton, our Pisces queen. There we go.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, should we then take it into the Beverly Hills reunion?
Oh, yeah. I was going to say, perfect timing, because this week, the season 13 reunion part 3, the final episode of the reunion, Beverly Hills, and who appeared but our birthday queen, Pisces icon, Kathy Hilton.
Mm-hmm. Dun, 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 I'm not going to lie. I didn't pay attention to the show until 9 minutes 56 seconds in, where my bae had her medical emergency. And then at 20 minutes, 25 seconds, when she was whisked off to urgent care, I stopped paying attention. So I can talk about the 10 minutes in between, but that's about it.
Where Garcelle was,
where Kathy sent her into like epileptic.
That was genius, by the way. Yes, because that was hysterical that Garcelle went with her, because Crystal, they just left her ass alone in a foreign country in an ambulance. And this time Garcelle's like, I'm going, like Kathy walks in, Sutton has her medical issue. Garcelle's like, I'm going to go with her. I wouldn't have been shocked if Dorit stood up and just went, I'm going to go too, guys. I'll see you, just because Kathy is that terrifying.
Well, this is the thing. Since Crystal was at Kathy's birthday party, I don't think it's that big of a deal that Crystal stayed. I think Crystal felt quite comfortable with Kathy on that couch.
Oh, yeah. No, Crystal and Kathy are friends. To be honest, Sutton and Kathy are friends. Mm-hmm. I mean, Kathy did make that remark on there while I was coming for
her pass. Yeah. She knew. But she knew.
I was texting you guys when we watched it, those first few minutes when Kathy comes on. That's the real Kathy. I found it delightful. Like, totally her guard was down. She's a little distracted, a little fun, you know, on her phone. Kind of. I was like, that's her. That is her when you hang out with her. I loved it.
It was funny when Sutton had her medical issue and Kathy just says, Sutton, you're 49 years old. Hot flashes are bound to happen. And I heard that and I'm like, okay, was Kathy doing the thing where you jokingly say somebody's younger than they are when you like somebody in their 40s, you wish them a happy 25th? Or does Kathy legit have no idea how old Sutton is? I'm guessing it's the latter. Like, she just picked 49 is such a random age. She was only off by 3 years, but still. Mm.
I don't know.
I did have some questions about Sutton and Garcelle's departure, because I really don't think it was necessary for Garcelle to go with her as well.
No.
It just, it honestly just reinforces that codependence as housewives that they have, where on their own, they don't seem to be able to carry. And there's like one or the other. What do they call it on like New York? Frickin' frack.
Mm-hmm.
Remember they used to call, who was it? Sonia and Luann?
Sonia and Ramona. Yeah, frickin' frack.
Yeah, frickin' frack.
I mean, I agree with you, but I also disagree with you, because I feel like Sutton held her own more this season, especially like alone with like Kyle and with some other stuff going on. Yeah, she stepped up. And then Garcelle had her own stuff, like with Dorit, and she stepped up in different ways. But there is still that tinge of that codependency of them kind of like they come as a package deal. So I feel like it's starting to fade away a little bit, but they are still friends. So it's still that friendship is real and that is always there. But they are starting to, at least on the show, blossom a little bit, Sutton a little bit more. Sutton's starting to pull away a little bit more on the show.
But
so for Garcelle to leave, I guess Sutton's within her rights to leave. It was a medical emergency.
It was exhaustion and dehydration, which we always know is legit medical emergency.
I mean, even the medical team said it wasn't worth an ambulance. Yeah. She left in the SUV. So for Garcelle to bail on what was, this was, but I will say this, I am actually kind of glad they did, only because those two were the biggest antagonizers or adversaries of Kyle this season with the storyline. And without Garcelle and Sutton there antagonizing her, and that's not to play it like Kyle's the victim, but what I mean about that is there, it wasn't a lot. It wasn't that name 'em cutting Kyle off. Like, she had her sister there for, and her spirit crystals or whatever for support. And I mean, we got more answers out of Kyle than we have throughout the season, because it felt a little more supportive in the room. So it just finally we got some answers. I mean, I don't know. Otherwise, it would have been a rehash and name 'em. Over and over.
I mean, I was really waiting with bated breath for Kyle to say that her and Morgan were dating. I was really hoping, like, the way she / the edit made it, like, that really dramatic pause of, like, what's, you know, going on between you and Kyle. I was standing there. I kind of stopped mid-workout and was like, say it. Come on. And I did like how Kathy agreed with pretty much everybody when it was like, it did look like you guys were a couple, like the way that you guys are. Kyle's all trying to be defensive, like, we're just friends. And they're like, all kind of like, it kind of looks like you guys are like dating. Kathy's like, yeah, I thought that too. I was like, thank you at least. Like, let's do that.
Yeah. But even with the focus on Kyle, she still didn't say anything. I mean, she said that
she did not give in at the end when they just flat out asked her.
I mean, she said Mauricio would be the one to move out of the house. I guess that was new, but that's not really groundbreaking.
Yeah.
Oh no, a man moves out of the house when people break up. Nobody's ever heard of that.
Well, yeah.
Yeah. So I don't know. It was kind of, even Sutton's medical emergency was kind of I didn't think that this entire reunion was very interesting in general. Like, this wasn't like a thrilling reunion for me. Like, last year's reunion was like, whoa, there was just sparks flying everywhere. The last two Beverly Hills reunions, the previous ones, were like a lot of drama, a lot of like, catfighting that we want to see on a reunion, and that just wasn't happening.
Oh, I mean, well, last reunion was Kathy versus Rinna and Erica. That's something I wanted to talk about. I had fun. I know it wasn't like fireworks this reunion. It was so interesting to see the flip. Did you notice Erica enjoyed this reunion. You can tell she was just making faces.
I was
going
to say she was happy. She was so happy. She got to just throw in some barbs, but nothing was directed at her. Nobody said anything to her, really.
Oh, right. I mean, this was her first free ride. And even when Kathy came in, and Kathy demolished her last reunion. I mean, I thought those two were going to have it out. She sat there quietly right next to Kathy, making supportive little faces, nodding in agreement, backing the sisters up. And when Sutton was having her issue, those two were chatting about Christmas decorations. Like, how's your tree? Mm-hmm. I was like, this is a different Erica. I liked it.
Yeah.
I was also just surprised because, honestly, I thought those two, of anyone, would have the most animosity between each other. And those two were like little besties.
Well, I think, in my opinion, the way I saw it was that, like, game recognizes game. Kathy Hilton, like, what Erica said about Kathy Hilton is kind of 100% right. And even though Kathy wants to play a little demure about that, she knows that Erica is right, and that Erica, like, and that's a bit of respect that Erica has for her. But at the same time, because Erica doesn't care too much, like, about those type of things. And she, and Kathy even said that to her. Mm-hmm. You didn't care about these things when you were with Tom, when you were that rich. Like, that's not stuff that you gave a shit about. And I think Kathy kind of respects that about Erica. Yeah. Of like, you don't go wherever the social winds blow you. You're kind of who you are and you stay who you are, at least in that sense. So like, I kind of liked those moments. I was like, and that's the way I saw it, was game recognizes game.
Yeah, right, I think there. They both see each other as formidable characters. Even Erica, mm-hmm. even when she was fighting with, she never said like Kathy's stupid or weak or anything like that.
No.
She knows exactly, they're mm-hmm. two powerful women. Formidable. Mm-hmm. And even last year after the reunion, I think Rinna had been fired and like TMZ cameras caught up with Erica like leaving a mall, going to her car in a parking garage. And so what about, they asked about Kathy, and she was like, Kathy showed up to the reunion and I will give her that. She didn't, it was a dig at Vanderpump. She said Kathy showed mm-hmm. up and Vanderpump didn't. So those two, mm-hmm. I guess it's the kind of feminism I support on Bravo. Two powerful coming together, not necessarily in support, but in war.
Yeah.
What else was there? Anything?
I would have liked to have heard more from Merce since Sutton left him behind. That
how
was
many
fun.
Times she, they have left his the two
cell phones and Merce? So many times.
More Merce in the person.
So many times.
I still think that she has mixed up Merce with her father, to be mm-hmm. honest with you. I think that the like some of Merce's ashes or her father's. I'm sorry, Sutton. I'm sorry. But like, I just have a feeling that like, since you keep putting these ashes in plastic bags and in different like purses, that perhaps you have mixed up these men, these important men in your life. So don't do that to Nate. Maybe you cannot do that to Nate when that time comes.
Yeah.
Nate, you need to put it in your will that you entrust me with your ashes.
You should order yourself a clearly marked urn right now, just so Sutton doesn't mash you up with Nate Avi, like you with Avi. Like maybe order.
Oh no, Avi's taking care of my ashes. He and I have already arranged this. But what I would like is for her to keep my ashes in her purse, but then like the little like you know drug baggies. So she just has like a ton of those in her purse, but it's all me. It's all just
everywhere
my ashes.
She goes. From Augusta.
Everywhere she goes. Yeah,
from
yeah.
Augusta to Paris.
I'm taking your portion, my portion of your ashes, and I'm pressing them into a goddamn diamond. And I'm going to wear you around my neck all the time.
I would be totally cool with it. Honestly, I'd rather that than spread me over the cliffs of Barcelona.
I'll just take you to Barcelona. I'll be like, see, Nate, look. See?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm fine with that. Do whatever you want.
When these people are done with me, I'll never be found and there won't be anything to cremate. Just check like the rolling hills of Beverly Hills under a tree or a rock, a basement, mm-hmm. a freshly repaved pool or driveway.
Actually, I know what happens. When Nate, when you're cremated, I want one of your hips. I want the metal from one of your hips.
One of the metal ones? You can have yes. both. They do no good to me. In fact, they're going to have to remove them for the cremation. That shit's not going to fly. So I don't know if you, yeah, I don't know what the melting point of titanium is, but.
Look, if I go before the two of you, I'll get, each one of you gets one of my breast implants. How about that? Because they're going to have to come out before
like
I get you.
Like the clubhouse? Yeah. Like the clubhouse?
Yep. Yep, but you get to put them in your own clubhouse. There you go. And then you okay. guys will have to fight over the screws in my bodies because there are several screws that have to come out as well. So,
okay. All right.
There we go. Yeah.
This isn't morbid anyway. At all. We're good.
No, not morbid at all. Maybe we should take a quick break so we can get back to our happy go-go lucky selves.
Yeah. Let's recharge. We'll be right back.
Hey guys, it's Jen, and I host the Beauty Pop podcast along with Victoria Keelan. And if you haven't been listening to Beauty Pop, well, you've been missing a lot. Check it out.
Here's my next hack. You may think it's a little cringe, but I've done it and it works. if you don't have powder for your face and you're getting a little shiny and you don't have any blotting papers,
I know where you're
What's in the bathroom that's the same material as a blotting paper?
You can use your seat cover for the toilet.
Yep. It is the exact same material.
So if you're looking for product reviews, makeup tips, some pop culture news, be sure to follow the Beauty Pop Podcast. New episodes drop every single Thursday, and you can find us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your favorite shows.
Let's just dive further into Los Angeles because we love Los Angeles so much. Let's dive into VPR, pump rules. I don't know, which do we prefer to call it, VPR or pump rules? It's just sometimes easier.
I go by the hashtag. I call it pump rules.
Yeah. I say pump VPR rules, okay, because I'm lazy and that's just too many other, too many more words.
We'll go L pump rules. VP, anyway, pump rules. So pump rules this episode. I think we all rewatched it. I mean, I had to rewatch it because I watched it when it came out and then I forgot. I was like, I can't even remember anything about this episode. So I rewatched and took notes and I was, oh God, so much. It's still not all about Sheena, y'all. I'm so sad. Isn't that terrible?
Oh my God. She's become a caricature. She, in this episode, she had, and I quote, said, when talking about Ariana to Lisa, she said, "It's not about me. It's never been about me. It's all about her." Sheena said that, even though everything is about her.
Mm-hmm.
Everything.
Mm-hmm. I really enjoyed when she was talking to Lisa about Dancing with the Stars. And she said that she started taking ballroom dance lessons because she wanted to be on dance. And I was like, excuse me? That's like buying your wedding dress when you're still swiping right on Hinge. Mm-hmm. Like, why are you taking ballroom dance classes because you think that you're going to go on Dancing with the Stars? Like, we should all like, no, actually, we should not all embody main character energy. We are not all main characters. We are not. We are not all main characters in our lives. And Sheena, it is all about you. But it right now in this moment, it is about Ariana. So what the fuck are you doing? But she's always that person. She's always that person putting out all this stuff to anticipate. Well, but this is going to happen.
And, oh, that's her.
And I'm all for, we were all for manifesting.
That's her tattoo. But that's her tattoo.
Yep. It's all happening. It's
literally.
Yep.
She even had the dig at Ariana right after that, where she said, "Ariana's come a long way since being my backup dancer."
That was a housewife's shade. That was fair game.
Yeah,
that was fair game. She was at least having a sense of humor about it, where normally she's just in tears, making her ugly ostrich cry face. There she was trying to be a little more housewife.
It was funny.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, I was like, ooh. I just, like, the whole time, last episode, this episode, actually most episodes, I'm like, why is it Ariana's job to make everybody feel better about them talking to Tom Sandoval? Like, she's made it clear that if you want to be best friends with Tom Sandoval, like, she's not going to be your best friend. Like, she's not going to be friends with you. But she never pulled a Lala where it's like, if you do anything with this guy. Like, she seems to have softened up from the very end of last season when everything went down. But it's like, she was very clear, like, at the astrology thing, like, if they're just hanging out just to hang out and it's not, like, some special thing or, like, filming, she's basically like, I don't fuck with you then. And everybody else is like trying to make her see that she's being irrational or that she shouldn't do this. And it's like, well, you're just trying to feel better about you not taking a side. Like that's how I see it. And I'm like, she has every right to say what she and do what she wants to do. And you do too. So there are just consequences to that at times.
I think I appreciated Lala these past couple episodes because she is playing the middleman voice of reason. I see her list, like when she talks to Ariana, she does point out things like, this is where it is all about you and you are not seeing the position other people are in. Because again, it's a job, it's a show, and they have to film together, and they, production puts them in situations with Sandoval. And I think Ariana, at least they got her to clarify and soften up a little bit. What are these boundaries? If I answer, mm-hmm. if I click like on a post, are you icing me out for life? If I, Sheena panicking with that photo in Tahoe, oh no, he had his arm around me. I'm being attacked. And Ariana, is Ariana upset? Like, it is kind of walking on eggshells with Ariana. So I think
Sheena didn't seem to think that, like, oh, is Ariana upset? It was more like, oh, all these people are coming after me on the internet, which I think is valid. Like, that was way harsh. Mm-hmm. And I think what Lala said to her and got Ariana to realize is like, look, you should defend your friend. You know, your friend wasn't like meaning any harm right there. And absolutely. But I also think Ariana is not being that person, at least that we know of, who is like, you can't film with this person. We talked about this before, about like other housewives have done that before. They've gone behind the backs and been like, don't film with this person. Don't film with this person.
But she did touch on
Ariana knows that this is a group. No, this is a group. This is a group thing though.
No, but Ariana touched it. What was a red flag to me today or in this episode was when she said something like, he's going to go for Sheena first. And then with Sheena softens, then maybe he'll get James and this and that. And then he'll be in the group and then he'll ice me out of the group. And by group, I always take it as filming cast, because these people would not be together long in real life.
No.
And she's trying to ice him out of the group.
Though, outside of this. But they're friends outside of this. This is not a Real Housewives cast where they go months without talking to each other or seeing each other. But these are people who are real friends in real life.
That's a little.
I mean, maybe they wouldn't stay friends.
Right.
Maybe they wouldn't stay friends as long.
It wouldn't be like the Friends cast. They do have a friendship. Locked in an apartment. So I'm saying it's a job.
I think you and I are going to have to agree to disagree on this.
But like, it's a tug of war. I mean,
take a side.
Yeah, you do. You have to take a side.
I'm dead or fighting, and I have to take. Okay, can we at least all agree that Katie fucking sucks?
Oh, she's stand her. No way, but
I love Katie. Yeah. Now we're really,
okay,
beefing.
All right, now let's go. Let's go.
Wait, 1 second. Let me
chest out.
It's a tug of war between Sandoval and Ariana right now over this group. And what the group represents is employment. And so when they're angry with Ariana, it's because it's a friendship, but it's also a job. And it's so intertwined that it's difficult. I think it's hard to support her 100% to the level that she demands.
I think it's hard to support her in that level because I think that Lisa Vanderpump and Tom Sandoval have planted those seeds that it is all about filming, that is all about the show. Whereas for Ariana, it is about the friendship and it is about these, and it is about a sense of worth and character. And that's what Ariana is trying to stand up for. After and she recognizes that it is a show. Don't cut me off. Hold on. But Ariana does understand that it is about a show, that they do have to do these things. So she can't cut people out completely. But she does go like, look, if this is something where all of a sudden I'm going to find out that Sheena's going on trips off camera with Brock and Sandoval and like doing all these things and hanging out with them all the time, I'm going to be very upset with that. But if mm-hmm. you're doing stuff for filming, if this is this type of stuff, that's fine. But like, this is one of those things, like, can you please stop and just recognize who this person is and how he hurt me so badly? Whereas like Tom Sandoval is trying to worm his way in and be like, and do exactly what she said is going to do. I think she just looks at it from more of a personal perspective, whereas Tom Sandoval exactly and Lisa Vanderpump, they look at it as filming and as the way that they keep their jobs.
But Ariana's the one making the most out of this business arrangement at the moment they're filming this. This is her NASA. I'm not putting it all on emotion.
Let's hold up right now because Lala made enough money to put the down payment on her $1.3 million Palm mm-hmm. Springs home just from that Send It to Daryl merch. So she made a cash cow within a few weeks. They're all making a lot of money off of this. They all have an incentive to keep it.
Right. Absolutely. But Ariana has the most. So when you say it's she's looking at it from an emotional perspective, she now has the most money rolling in than she's ever had in her life. So I just don't buy that she's coming from a place of therapy and emotion. I think with Sandoval and Ariana, it's a tug of war.
I think 4 months out, she is.
Going to win this show.
I think 12 months later, she's not. I think 12 months later, she's looking at it more of as a financial thing. But I think 4 months later, she's still in an emotional place. Mm. And that's where we're at filming right now. We're 4 months out.
Is it four months out? Point or five? I don't know. I just don't. I think she's done well enough. I have trouble sympathizing her. I see. I liked Lala. Lala kind of better expressed the way I feel about it. Like she's why I like watching her listen as they speak. And she's like, I like her. She's like the peacemaker or the production facilitator.
She's a production facilitator for sure. I don't think she's necessarily the peacemaker, but I do like Lala. Like, don't get me wrong. Like, I like Lala a lot. Like, she's one of my favorite people on the show. But at the same time, there's some times where she's also putting like her shit with Randall onto Ariana, which are similar situations yet very different. Mm-hmm. And so sometimes, like in the astrology thing, when she was telling Ariana, like, you're gonna feel da 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 da. This is the problem though, too, is that as you get older, you go. But, you know, people got to learn their own way. You know, people got to make their own mistakes and fall on their own swords and figure this shit out. And so if Ariana's going to figure that out the hard way, then she figures it out the hard way by losing her job on the show, by icing people out. Do you know what I mean? So that may happen. Or she might be playing a very cunning game, too. Who knows? But I'm more on Ariana's side.
I'm on production side. That's where I always am on production side.
I mean, I think
I'm on Sandoval's side.
Yeah, I'm just looking at it as a show.
They're making it a storyline. They're making this division a storyline where I don't think it is as much of a storyline in real life.
That's a good point.
If that makes sense. I think it's a storyline for the show. And look, they're even dividing us, Jordan. They're dividing us. Yeah,
not me. Well, I thought we could get some unity by me saying Katie sucks, but evidently I can't even do that. She sucks.
No, I like Katie.
I don't know if it's that she has no plot line currently, but it's like her sole purpose this entire season is to be Ariana's foot soldier. Like like when they were at that
she's always a foot soldier, though.
Okay, well,
she's always
like
a foot
meal
soldier.
It was like Sheena, Lala, I forget who the fourth person was, and Katie. It wasn't Ariana when they were out at that daytime drinking lunch thing. Pointed out that she had fucked the bartender. Sheena and Lala wanted to joke about was how Sheena had slept with the bartender, and Katie kept bringing it back, like trying to pick a fight. And they were like, we've moved on. We just want to talk about Sheena sleeping with the bartender. So it's like all Katie has.
But what was interesting at that luncheon, speaking of it, is that because this is kind of like Sheena flip-flopping a bit on Ariana, like talking about like how bad she kept flip-flopping on like Sandoval, like how I saw real tears, but I don't trust him, yada, yada. And then she brings up Jax and like about, you know, Jax cheating on Brittany. And then she couldn't believe that Brittany took Jax back. And then they had a kid and they got married and then they had a kid. And so she's kind of going after Jax all of a sudden. And then Katie co-signs that, what Sheena says originally, and says, you know, I hear that he's out here in these streets, you know, hooking up with people. And then Lala co-signs that. She's like, oh yeah, it's all out there. And then Sheena even like agrees with that. Then if you watch the Pump Rules after show, this week they did a crossover with people from Pump Rules and then the stars of The Valley, which includes, you know, obviously Jax and Brittany. And Jax goes in on Katie for saying that, you know, there's rumors out in the streets that he's been cheating on Brittany. And I was like, yo, wait a minute. Sheena's the one who kind of brought that up at the beginning. Mm-hmm. Katie Lynn co-signs it. Lala co-signs it. Sheena doubles down on it. It was all three of them saying that, but he goes after Katie. He only goes after Katie. So like Katie's one of those people like that a lot of times the guys will go after. Like she was not wrong when the week before she was like, Tom Sandoval went after me, went after my marriage, went after like made me look like the bad guy all the time, yada, yada. Not all the, there was but most of the time. So, you know, I thought that was interesting, especially because we all thought that Brittany leaving Jax was a publicity stunt for the new show, The Valley, which premieres next week. And I was like, this is definitely a publicity stunt. It still could be, but it looks like it's not, because it looks like they're not divorcing, but they are separated. She has moved out. She's taken their son and she has moved out. Mm. And she's saying that it's like because he's not stepping up. But one of the things that has come out in the longer trailer for the season is that he won't have sex with her. And I was like, well, if he's not having sex with her, Jax Taylor's having sex with somebody else.
Yeah.
Because that man fucks everything. And that was a whole thing. And so the fact that he went so hard on Katie about the rumors of him cheating reminded me of like first season Jax, when Jax supposedly slept with a woman in Vegas and got her pregnant. And he was like going on and on. He was like, that's terrible. And Stassi's crazy and da, da, da. And he even got Kristen and Katie to turn on Stassi and make her feel crazy. And then turns out it was real. It was 100% real. Anytime Jax Taylor's accused of cheating, he's cheating. So anytime I've been in a relationship and a man stops having sex with me, guess what? He's fucking somebody else. So that's just the way it is. Katie's like Cassandra. A lot of times she's right, but Cassandra? People don't want to hear it. Like Cassandra, the myth of Cassandra is a Greek myth that she could tell the future, but nobody would listen to her. And she does. She tells the truth. She tells the future, but nobody wants to listen to her.
So, I also think because of that, it just makes her, she's like not, she's, in the, and she might be fun in person. I've never met her, but she's always been the like more serious in the girl group. So I think people view her as a downer, which is why people, I mean, she's never been the star girl. It's always been Stassi, Ariana, or Chris. She's never been. And so she is, like Nate said, a foot soldier. I don't know. She's just like a little bit of a downer.
I mean, I think we all gave her, some of us, not all of us, obviously not you guys, but some of us gave her a reprieve with her divorce from Tom Schwartz, because we're like, oh, maybe this, like being in a relationship with this guy for so long, like she had to pick up what she was doing on the emotional labor, and it gets exhausting dealing with somebody like that. So maybe she'll like lighten up.
I think
she's got one more season to show us that she can. I think she's got though a season though to lighten up and then start showing us a little bit more of a lighter Katie and a little bit more fun Katie.
She was recently on an emo cruise, like a heavy metal cruise. And I was like, she's like roughly, it is so, I was just like, where did this come from? Now that's her new thing is to be goth. It's a little lame to me, but I do give her credit because like, I always think of when Schwartz dumped that drink on her and I saw his abusive mean streak beneath the nice guy. So I know she has a lot of frustration she's put up with over the years, but we've never seen her actually just, I don't know.
Okay, fine. I'll give her a chance. Jeez.
I don't know who I was arguing for right there. I'm like, I don't like her, but I get why.
We're just
miserable.
Arguing for the sake of arguing.
We're just...
yeah.
Oh, wait. One more person I want to bring up from this episode. I find her so awkward. Mm-hmm. She reminds me of a human TikTok about like pick me's and I'm not that girl. And it's Joe.
I know who you're talking about.
Yeah.
Yep.
You know what? Oh. I like Joe, okay? I will die on this hill. I will die on this hill. Yes, I know that these internet streets were coming after her saying that she's hamming it up, that she's doing this. I think one of two things. I think she's genuinely quirky, which is fine, or she's just nervous on camera. So she does those, yeah. has those no. tics. I don't think she's hamming it up. I like her, and I stan Jortzy, the couple. I like them. Let them end up together. They seem perfect for each other.
Nathan. Joe is if Try Hard were a person. Mm-hmm. That's what she is.
I see a lot of myself in that, yes.
No, you are nothing like that at all.
I find at her, all. You know what? I'm going to take a term from like a last decade, but I think she's adorkable.
Oh, God.
I'm cutting you off now.
Haven't pulled that one out since Zooey Deschanel.
That is the kind of thing she's going for and where she's stuck. Yeah. And I literally see... I see these videos on like TikTok or like these reels, and these are like, I don't know all the generational terms, but they'll talk about cringe millennials. And they use the term mm-hmm. cringe, and it's her with that weird, like, yeah, like a yeah. Zooey Deschanel kind of like, and she's kind of like a new girl. I'm that awkward, quirky, pretty girl who's going to be your friend. And mm-hmm. she literally was lapsing into that voice. I was like, let's have tacos and beer. That's my idea of a date. Like trying to be the low maintenance, cool. She doesn't cool brush girl. Her hair. Yeah.
For a hairstylist who does not, yeah, I'm gonna, like, really?
She's trying to show him that she's like the opposite of the other girls. And I'm not like that. We can be right. cool. And it's not going to work.
She's not like Katie. She's not like Katie at all. Well, I did feel bad for her though during the confessionals, because he was like basically Shores was like, yeah, we had a thing, but now we don't. We're just friends. And then the director or producer asked him, when's the last time they were intimate? And he was like, God, I don't know. And then she was asked when the last time, she was like, oh, like a month ago.
Yeah.
And she also was basically like, yeah, I think there's something there. And he's like, no, we're just friends. And I was he friend-zoned her, but people pleasing Libra, double Libra, triple Libra, actually, I think is what he is. Tom Schwartz is trying to, you know, not make a decision while make a decision. Like, I was like, ugh, dude, grow the fuck up. Grow up.
Yeah, no, I think he needs a maternal, a Katie to boss. He needs a stronger woman. He doesn't need a friend.
No, he needs to grow the fuck up is what he needs to do. He's 40 fucking years old. He already had a mother. He's like, he had a wife and he lost that. Like, he needs to man up is what he needs. He needs to put on his big boy pants and like learn how to do shit for himself.
Oh, no. What I meant, I just meant he's not going to change. He's a lost cause. So I'm like, if Joe thinks what she's doing, being his bro, is going to win. He's deep down looking for that strong female, that Vanderpump to tell him what to do, that Katie to shame him. So her angle just isn't really, they might have fun together, but he's not going, mm-hmm. he needs someone to smack him around a little.
That's what he needs. He needs a Vanderpump.
Well, he needs a Sutton, but Sutton's taken. So he needs to find somebody who's like Sutton.
Let's make him Kathy's assistant.
Maybe Sutton has a friend.
Let's make him Kathy's assistant. I mean, Vanderpump, if there's anyone who could strike fear into anyone on Bravo, send them into a shock, just walking in the room with a smile. We'll get him an internship at the foyer.
Okay, real quick. As a connoisseur of class... What did you guys think about the boys, quote unquote, rat pack steak night?
I was going to say, if we can't, we've been unable to agree on anything this episode. Can we all agree that was the lamest rat pack themed dinner of all time?
Beyond lame.
So lame. So lame. I was so annoyed when I saw where they went. I was not that I don't think that restaurant is any good. I don't know it. And I love Brazilian steak. But that's not the essence of Rat Packness.
No, Rat Pack would be like going night on the town. Even if not going to Vegas, at least just a night on the town. They either go
to Taylor's Steakhouse or they go to Musso and Frank's. That's where you go.
Oh, that'd be good. Or even Dantana's, maybe, but like
maybe, yeah.
Yeah.
And but no, I, Musso, you know, and Frank's are Taylor's.
Yeah. I respect the hell out of Sandoval wearing an all white tux to a Brazilian steakhouse. Because that is confidence. Because I would have spilled something immediately.
I mean, I would have just spilled something I would have spilled something on him.
Mm-hmm. And I like that Schwartz was like, we're going Rat Pack. And Sandoval's like, okay, James Bond, got it. Like, completely wrong genre. Just showed up in the... And then Brock was like, I don't wear ties. So he just shows up in a ruffled shirt. Like, it was just all over the place.
See, to use a term that you use, I find Brock delightful.
I do too. Oh my God, I love Brock. He might be my favorite. Yeah. I like him a lot. It was just, he was just like, I'm not doing this. Yeah.
Yeah. He's like, no. He's like, I'm from Australia. I didn't do that. Nope.
Well, it was just really cheesy. And I don't know, like, if they were trying to be like, you can dress them up in tuxes and give them martinis. They still are man children. It wasn't like I thought they were more like, I didn't think they were suddenly more, they still weren't as grown as a house, not that the house husbands are mature, but I mean, they looked like frat boys playing dress up for a casino night event.
There we go.
Yeah.
Right there. Well, I mean, they had to give them something to do while the girls had their astrology night, which, by the way, loved it. I mean, I wanted more astrology in there and less like fighting between the ladies, but it's okay. If we found out that Ariana's an Aquarius rising witch girl, I mean, the timing actually all fits with everything that she found out, because last year when Scandoval happened, Pluto for the first time had moved into Aquarius, just blowing her entire fucking life up for a few minutes and then coming back in it. Anyway, but... That is to say, though, that I love Allie. I really like Allie a lot.
I do too.
Like, she's growing. I think she's taking her time. She's like fitting into this place. And for the reasons that you like Lala, Jordan, and I still like Lala. So, but for the reasons that you like Lala are actually the reasons that I like Allie. And Allie does it in a little bit more of a calmer demeanor and says things and like pulls people into a quieter way, or says it in a nicer way in her confessionals, in a nice but shady way in her confessionals. Cause she's pretty honest about stuff. Like, like I said, like she's like cautious. Like she kind of gets about like, hey, we have to film, we have to do these things, you know, but I'm like Team Ariana, but how do I navigate having to see Sandoval and deal with this type of stuff without being like Ariana's being ridiculous here, but being like being sensitive to Ariana's feelings. Like, how do I navigate this while navigating this? And I think, and that's why I like, it's her sensibilities. It's not as dramatic. I know it's not as dramatic or as interesting, but to me, it's kind of interesting because I'm like, look at my astrology queen here doing this stuff. I love it. I love it every day. Go for it, Allie.
She's really young, right? But she seems very wise and more mature than these people who are like a decade older than her. Level-headed. Mm-hmm. I like her.
I mean, I think we all were afraid that she was another, you know, Raquel. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to use the term Raquel. Because, you know, she was young and pretty and like kind of like big and doe-eyed. But definitely Allie has a groundedness to her that Rachel never had. And she has a groundedness to her that, at least on camera, James seems to respect. Mm-hmm. And I don't think that James ever respected Raquel / Rachel. And he seems to respect Allie. So, you know, good for them.
One last thing I just want to point out as I was watching it, and I was watching this episode, and Sandoval comes in to talk to talk to LVP, and they sit down, they're having Diet Coke and ice cream. I noticed something very alarming that sent shockwaves through Bravo history. LVP was not wearing her giant emerald cut diamond that she has worn from day one. It was another huge diamond in a different shape and a different setting. And I will do my best to get to the bottom. It's unsettling. It'd be like if she made her house, if she changed, if she suddenly made blue her signature color. Like, I don't know.
Okay, you got to get down to this. You need to take some screenshots. Can you take some screenshots and then make it a post on PCP? I think you should.
Yeah, it needs to be out there.
That meeting, she had a great little dig at Sandoval when he came in and was talking about how she was bringing the menu and the chefs over from Pump and they're trying to make it more food centric. And then Sandoval, I think it was in his confessional, said like, you'd think they would have told me about this or something. And then Lisa says, I'm not going to consult with somebody who's a 2.5% partner. Ouch.
Yep. Who's not even allowed it in his own restaurant.
His name might be outside, but he's 2.5%. That's not much.
Yep.
Jordan, do you watch these? Do you actually watch them on Bravo or do you watch like Peacock?
Depends. A mix.
Because I just noticed this on this week's episode. I don't know if you pay attention during the ad breaks, but the very first ad break during this week's was an ad for how menthol cigarettes cause heart attacks. And I was watching it. I'm like, I feel attacked for Jordan right now. It's an entire ad about how bad menthol cigarettes are. I'm like, he's not going to like this.
Ariana sponsored that. She listens to our podcast. She's trying to ice me out through my damaged lung. Ice me out of the group with that sweet minty.
I guess
on that note,
I feel like we gave our listeners some Bravo style drama between our fighting.
It was
today.
A reunion.
Yeah.
It was
uncomfortable.
And now it's like, who should we blame for it? Should we say Sandoval's tearing us apart or Ariana?
Sandoval. It's Sheena. Actually, we should blame Sheena. Sheena's tearing us apart.
I will give Sheena credit for this. She is committed from day one to herself in all situations. Yep. And I find that admirable.
But don't tell her that. She gives to everybody. Yeah. She gives to everybody before she gives to herself. She will put on that air mask on everybody else before herself.
I want to know her birth order. I want to know, I don't mean astrology. I want to know what she is in her family. Like, does she have siblings and where in the sibling order is she? Is she an only child?
I thought she was an only child, but then I think she has a sister, but I think it's a half sister.
I think she might be the oldest and only. She's only trying to please others in a scheme to get herself. You know what I mean? It's not selflessness. She's like, who will like me the most to make me feel good about myself or make me look better?
I mean, without really knowing her complete chart or having it in front of me, just real quick, what I will say with what Allie said, that her son is in her 12th house, the first house is you, is your rising sign. It's how you like people perceive you and see you. Anything in the 12th house is behind you. You can't see it. So if her son, who she really is at her core, is in her 12th house, a lot of times that means that people can't really see who they are. So that person is kind of locked in her unconscious and is there. So she really doesn't see who she is. And it's in conjunct to her moon in her seventh house, which also means that she's not completely connected to her emotions and the emotions of her partners too, because the seventh house is about the other. It's about your partner, your relationship partner, your business partners, things like that. So there is a disconnect there. And so where Allie was like, you need to fill up other people's cups, I almost feel like she was like telling her what she wanted to hear, because like really the thing is that Sheena needs to dig deep into herself to find out what she wants, but to also realize who she is. And that can be really hard. The 12th house is a hard place to uncover yourself. Mm-hmm. So just so you know, if anybody's interested in astrology, I also do readings as well. So DM me, but other people want me to shut up about it, but hey, it's on VPR now. So F off.
Well, speaking of 12th
Allie's house, talking about it, so I can too.
Well, speaking of 12th house, we're just each trying to get our first house. So you know how you could help us achieve our dreams? Subscribe, rate, subscribe, review, and follow the Pretty Corrupt Podcast. We are on TikTok and Instagram at Pretty Corrupt Podcast, and Twitter at Pretty Corrupt One. Of course, from those accounts, you could branch out and find Stacey, Nate, Stacey's, Nate's, and my accounts with our own personal journeys of dysfunction and delusion and all the things that make for great TV. So, once again, subscribe. We're backing you. And again, this is Bravo Breakdown on Thursdays. It is PCP Pop Culture. So, depending on which one you're listening to first, we'll see you next episode. Cause no one can do it like we do it, like we do it, like we do it, like we do it.